everybody, and welcome to Faith in the Future podcast, episode 4. Today is Wednesday, April 4th, and I am your host, Keaton Sunchild. All right, so just some housekeeping things to start with. Let me look at my list here. Sponsoring podcast, again, that is open to anyone and everyone. Birthday shout-outs, graduation shout-outs, anniversaries, anything you can think of, we can do it. Additionally, please send us a message with your address if you would like a yard sign. Those could be put up starting tomorrow. Tomorrow is only the 6th. So those can be put up starting, Those can be put up starting Saturday, April 7th. So not tomorrow, not the next day, but if I can get my days right, April 7th, that is Saturday, those can start to be put up. So if you want one, shoot us a message on Facebook or on our website. Or send me an email and we can with your address and we will get a new yard signed out to you here in the next couple of weeks. Elsewhere, we are going to start knocking on doors. Looks like next week. Weather's supposed to break next week, hopefully, from this windy. Let's look out my window now. There's no snow yet, but there's supposed to be come tomorrow morning. So we're hoping to catch a break in the weather and get out there in some sunnier, warmer conditions and start knocking on doors and getting everybody fired up for this election here in November. If you are interested in helping us knock on doors or making phone calls or helping out in any other way, feel free to contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or on our website. And I will put those links in at the in the show notes as well as in, I will link them to the Facebook post and Twitter post at the end of the show. So I think that's all I have for housekeeping. So I'm going to take a quick break for a second here and we will get going. All right, welcome back to the Faith in the Future podcast. Once again, I am your host, Keaton Sunchild. So this week's podcast, for those of you that didn't catch the blog, this week we will be talking about education and how what my plan for education in Great Falls and in Montana is going forward. My apologies, my microphone was not working there for a couple seconds, so I had to adjust. So in the blog post, I briefly touched on the next generation that's coming up and how the hard work of democracy is ready to be carried on by the most educated, diverse, and tolerant generation that this world has ever seen. And that wasn't just an applause line or a line that I thought would be good to write in a blog post. I really believe in that. You know, never before has there been a generation as diverse and tolerant as this one. And, you know, I think we see that whether you disagree or agree with the kids in Parkland, you know, we see that there. We see that right here in Montana with our kids, our high school students, you know, doing all sorts of service projects and getting involved. I have a friend who is involved in the United States Senate Page program. We have kids that, you know, are ready to dive in and speak what we think. And I think that lies in part because of the education we're getting. Our education in Montana is some of the best, I think, in the country. And that doesn't mean that we should grow complacent, because complacency is, that's a death of a lot of things. So I think we are far from complacency, and we need to be able to take a look at our public education system and see what's working and what's not. And, you know, don't change everything. We don't need to overhaul. There's no need for an overhaul. But if we can improve the areas that, you know, we need improving, that are lacking, that are falling behind, or get the funding to catch back up in those areas, and There's no doubt in my mind that Montana will undoubtedly be the leader in education for the United States of America. And part of me thinks that, well, let me put it this way. This isn't, we won't turn out to be good, great, or the best because of just our teachers, or just our students, or just our families, or just our secretaries, or just our aides. We're one collective group. And when we can make it easy to put all those groups in the best possible position to succeed, if we can make it so that they're not, the right hand is talking to the left hand instead of the right hand doing things and the left hand doing a different agenda, and then we come to an impasse. I think that that has got to be one of our first tasks, one of my first tasks, if elected. And as far as policy issues go, I think we need to get away from the notion that privatizing state programs, state services, schools, things like that. We need to get away from that idea because that doesn't give everybody a fair chance to succeed and a fair shot at making something better of themselves. So I think we got to get rid of that while holding true to the fact that we are individuals, our stories are singular, but our destiny is shared. And if we can blend together and come together to support public schools and to support public entities, then I think you'll see a higher performance of public education than we already are. And that's not to say there aren't private industries that are great and that are working for Montana and working for America, but I just think schools is something that has to stay public. In response to, what happened in Parkland, in Newtown, and Blacksburg, and Columbine, that has to stop. And this is both an education and a Second Amendment issue, and we're not going to touch on the Second Amendment today, but our schools have to be safe. And for the better part of, as a country, 270 some years, they have been. And you could point to that and say, yeah, they have been. So why change anything now? This is just a blip on the radar. But it's not. And we need to take a serious look at it. But let me be clear. Guns in schools is not a good idea. First of all, how are you gonna pay for it? Second of all, what happens when, something goes south and now you have more guns in the arena than you started with? So, from my point of view, keeping schools safe, that's a no-brainer. Absolutely. I don't want I'm almost done. My time in public school is 6 or so weeks from being wrapped up. In the end of May, I will walk across the stage for the last time. Walk down the halls of Great Falls High, as a student for the last time. But that doesn't mean that I'll stop caring about the students that go there, or the students that go to East, or Lewis and Clark, where I went, or the students at CMR, Sacagawea, North. Those are all students who have the ability to make a profound impact on the world, and fighting for their safety in school, and one of America's most sacred institutions, will be one of my main priorities in Helena. But that doesn't mean we need to put guns in schools. There are ways around that. And I'm not going to get into that now because I don't want this to turn into a gun debate podcast. We can have that debate later. You guys can send us your questions, and I will gladly answer them. But I just want to stick to education, but I just wanted to get that out there for you guys. I think as far as revenues goes, raising revenues for schools, the state does, the people of Montana, whether those are teachers, police officers, state workers, they deserve access to quality health care, quality doctors, and we need to make sure that we protect those and we don't take away from those and cut out of those programs just to add to some programs that we don't need or add to some unreasonable spending bill that we can't raise enough capital for. We can't take away basic human rights for unnecessary reasons. So I'll fight for that. I will fight for, teacher health care, firemen's presumptive health care. Police officer health care. Any comprehensive state funded programs and services that come under fire will be protected by me. I will guarantee that. And as far as, I've been lucky. I went to Lewis and Clark Elementary School, East Middle School, and now I'm, like I said, a few weeks from graduating from Great Falls High School. I have had some of the best teachers in the state, and I'd even venture to say in the country. But those same teachers that do an outstanding job, outstanding, I also know, and this is coming from a family of teachers, my mom, dad, grandparents, all teachers. I know that they are struggling to pay all their bills. I know that going to the eye doctor and the dentist, that's a chore because even though we have health care and health insurance, it doesn't always cover all of that. And you have to make sure that you have enough flex to cover the teeth cleanings, or you haven't used your eye insurance for the year. I think that's something we have to look at fixing. And that might not be a fixable system, but it's definitely something worth looking at. If we don't try, nothing's gonna happen. And I also know that I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been there at the store in the checkout line when my parents are buying supplies for lessons the next day out of their own pocket. And it used to be that they could write that off on their taxes. But now, under the current tax plan, that's no longer an option. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. These people who have such an important job, such an important job, they shouldn't be losing money on the deal. And no teacher's doing it for the money. I have yet to come across a teacher who is doing it for the money. They do it for the kids. They do it because they believe that this world that they live in will be better because of the students they teach. From kindergarten to senior teachers, whether you're teaching them how to read or what a super PAC is, you're making an impact on these kids' lives. And when teachers make an impact in students' lives, we need to reward them for it, or at least not punish them. So I think we got to take a serious look at how we're treating our teachers, how we're treating our public schools and our state institutions. Because they are going to be what carries us across this bridge of divisiveness and rancor, and what carry us to a bright future. So, my challenge to you guys this week is think back to when you were in elementary, middle, or high school. And think about your teachers. Which ones did you like? And then once you narrow that list down, think about why you liked him or her. Why were they influential? Not just the teachers you liked, but the ones that influenced you the most. And mine, I'm lucky. My teachers that I have liked the best, they've also been some of the most influential. And I can right off the top of my head rattle off why they're influential to me. So that makes it easy for me to put a face to this issue and to remember who I'm fighting for. So I want you guys to think of who your most influential teacher or teachers were and think about why they were influential to you. And think about, would you be the person you are today without those teachers? Because I know with my mom, my dad, my grandma, they all were profoundly impacted by teachers they had, and that is what drove them to be teachers. I know for myself, I have a teacher who he has such a impact on me that I'm doing this now at 18 rather than 20 or 22. That's a real story that you can connect to. So if you can think back and think about all the good teachers you had and all the influential teachers you had, think about why. And once you find that why, you'll understand why I'm fighting for these folks. So thank you guys. We're going to take a quick break and I will wrap everything up for you. All right, welcome back. Just to wrap things up, just a quick recap once again, podcast sponsorship, blog sponsorships, shout outs, anniversaries, birthdays, graduations, anything you can think of, we can do it. Yard sign, say you can be out Saturday. Saturday, I wrote that down. Saturday yard signs can go up April 7th. We are hoping to get those out to you guys then. If you want one, email us through our website, which is www.votekeatonsunchild.com. One more time, www.votekeatonsunchild.com. Click on the Contact Us tab, and it'll take you right to our email where you can send us a message, send us your address and your name, and we will get you a yard sign. And in there, just tell us if you want us to just leave it in your yard and put it up for you, or if you would like to put it in your yard yourself, and we can knock on the door and leave it there for you. You can also send us a message on Facebook, which is Keaton Sunchild for HD20. Once again, Keaton Sunchild for HD20. You can send us a message on Instagram, that is Vote Keaton Sunchild, and Twitter, Vote K Sunchild. You can send us a message on any of those, and we will get you a yard sign. If you'd like to help us knock on doors starting next week, you don't have to help next week, but if you're willing to help at any time or in any way, head to the website or Facebook. There's a link on Facebook you can click to use an online sign-up calendar to sign up for certain time slots to knock on doors, or you can go to the volunteer tab on the website. You can type into a box or click choose from a drop-down menu what you would like to volunteer with, or you can send us a message on Facebook and we can find you a spot. Anything else that I have written down? Oh, questions. Please get your questions into the podcast. We haven't had any to answer yet. So get those in. You can send us those on the Facebook through Messenger or through the Contact Us tab. Any way you see fit, you can send us a letter. Once again, if you would like to send us a letter, P.O. Box 426, Great Falls, Montana, 59403. That is our mailbox. And I don't have anything else. I'm out of ideas, or I'm out of items to talk about for today. So I will catch you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in to Faith in the Future podcast, episode 4, for Wednesday, April 4th. Once again, today is Wednesday, April 4th. And I hope you guys had a good Easter, and I hope you guys have a good rest of the week here. Only two more days to go. And then I hope you guys enjoy your weekend, and hopefully the weather warms up for us here. Because I don't know about you guys, but I am tired of the snow. So have a good rest of your day, and I will talk to you guys again next week. We'll be right back.